During his career in Congress, Al Gore kept the environment at the center of his agenda. He was the first member of Congress to hold hearings on global warming. In fact, during the 1992 campaign, then-President Bush called Gore the Ozone Man, painting Gore as an environmental extremist. Few question Gore's credentials as an environmentalist. That's why, when an environmental group endorsed Bill Bradley, it sent shockwaves through the Gore campaign. Brent Blackwelder is the president of the Friends of the Earth Political Action Committee. He says the group endorsed Bradley because he has a superior environmental record.
His voting record on environmental issues was better than that of Vice President Gore's when they were in the U.S. Congress. And Bradley actually passed more environmental legislation. He actually got results. The vice president was good on the rhetoric, but short on the legislation.
Another group, the League of Conservation Voters, reports on its Congressional Environmental Scorecard, Bradley's lifetime voting average was 84%. Gore's average was 64%. Bradley has been bolstered by the Friends of the Earth endorsement and the League of Conservation Voters profile. On the campaign trail in New Hampshire, he's not shied away from talking about the environment as one of his top priorities.
And then, of course, it's to protect the natural world so that we can allow our children to have the same experience we've had in New Hampshire, in states across this country, the chance to experience something that's bigger than you are and lasts longer than you do.
Although Bill Bradley has not made the environment the centerpiece of his campaign, it's been more prominent than expected by some political observers. Alan J. Lichtman is a professor of history at American University and the author of the book Keys to the White House. Lichtman says Bradley has staked his claim on the environment as an issue.
And I think he feels with the support of insurgents like the Friends of the Earth that if they are to get into a tussle over the environment, that there are vulnerabilities in the Clinton-Gore record that he could press. And even in the debates we've seen, on a couple of occasions, Bill Bradley has in fact been the one to bring up at least issues related to the environment, and Al Gore has not.
Lichtman says while Bradley is taking advantage of his position, behind the scenes, many of the players in the large environmental groups are quietly backing Gore. During Bradley's entire 18 years in the Senate, he sat on the Energy and Natural Resources Committee. He says he fought for reforms in laws on water, timber, grazing, and mining on public lands. Environmental groups generally give his work a high rating, but complain that he only led on a narrow band of issues. On the campaign trail, Bradley talks about protecting the environment in pragmatic terms. He says the time of adversarial relationships between environmentalists and industrialists should be past.
I think that the environmental movement has been critical in putting the issue before the people and putting the pressure on. But I think that the ultimate solution is doing what's in our own self-interest in the long run. That's in our own corporate self-interest, if you're the head of a corporation, or in our own individual interest, and that is to preserve this environment, to clean up the pollution.
Bradley is a free market supporter, but not to the detriment of the environment. He says there should be no global trade agreements that make it more difficult to enforce domestic environmental protection. In fact, he believes such agreements can be used to improve the global environment.
I think that global warming is a good example of something you can't deal with simply domestically. You have to deal with it internationally. And the form of multilateral negotiations is the way to do that. And because there is a World Trade Organization, you have a better chance of dealing with that issue than you would if we were simply a country alone without any real relationships through trade.
Bradley's record on the environment includes being among the first to support Superfund legislation. He's fought for wilderness protection, and he's worked to protect marine areas. While Bradley has been more vocal about the environment on the campaign trail, Professor Alan Lichtman says the two Democrats are not that far apart.
The truth is, there isn't a fundamental difference between Bradley and Gore the way there is a fundamental difference between either Bradley and Gore and George W. Bush on the Republican side. And so this may become much more of an issue when we get to the general election, unless it is John McCain who edges closer to the Democrats on the environmental issues, but is not fully in accord with the Democratic approach.
Lichtman says because Bradley and Gore's positions on the environment are so similar, it's likely other issues will have a greater effect on the outcome of the Democratic primary elections. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.